congratulations on the win. Started out well against a team that was shorthanded tonight. And then the second, third quarter just kind of struggled a little bit. Fourth quarter running clock. Overall assessment of tonight's game.
Well, really disappointed with the penalties that we had and just some of our decision making. And, you know, just the penalties were the big thing. But, you know, not a real sharp game for us. Their kids, you know, for the week they've had, played really well, bounced back, played hard. I give them a lot of credit for their effort out there with the week they had.
Yeah, absolutely. But you had to be pretty happy about how you guys started out. Four possessions in the first quarter, four touchdowns, and it really started off with a nice throw by Bo Hess to Jarrett Juergens on that seam play.
Yeah, he's wide open. Bo hit him right on stride, you know. Pretty happy with the offense. Defense, you know, not good at all. First time they have the ball, they go two first downs in a row right up the middle of the field with a dive and a trap, and, you know, we're just sitting on our heels and watching. But they got better. I mean, they kind of got adjusted as far as us on defense. But still, you know, a lot of mistakes here and there, a lot of mental stuff, lining up wrong with our safeties and them, and, you know, leaving a back open in the out in the kind of the flats. Just bad decision making and probably, you know, poor preparation by the coaches as far as myself for the week. So we got to get a lot better.
How tough with the changes for Goodland's personnel was it for you guys after that news maybe Wednesday, Thursday?
Oh, I don't think it was anything for us. I think it limited them quite a bit, you know, with some of the stuff they could run because they had some new guys out there. So they kind of stayed in primarily one formation most of the game. You know, so I think it might have been, you know, with our guys mentally a little let down, you know. Number one, knowing their record coming in and their issues they had where they lost some guys. So, you know, but I don't know. Their guys came out and played really hard.
Well, you had kind of running back by committee tonight. Hazer had around 11 carries. Kevin Aguilar had probably another good game for him. He hit the century mark, and he continues to run hard. And he's been kind of one of those kids that's the last couple games, he's really run a little extra hard, it seems like.
Yeah, and if you look at our seasonal stats, you know, I'm probably going to load up the middle and make sure I stop the base and the traps with wide up inside, mm-hmm. which is going to leave us off the edge, you know, with a little bit of gap here and there. And those two, Jared and Kevin, are both running better and blocking better for each other.
More importantly, the defense, they gave up a couple of big plays here tonight, but more importantly, they settled down and got the stops to preserve the shutout.
Yeah, probably the disappointing part in the second half was giving up a big play here and there, you know, to give them a first down and just not doing our jobs and knowing our assignments. Like I said earlier, you know, probably a little bit on the coaches as far as myself for not having us prepared for some of the sets and some of the passes they ran.
Well, you guys win the game here tonight 56-0, and coupled by Colby's win, you guys are district champions now officially, eighth straight year. Concordia loses by a point to Colby, as I mentioned there. They're coming into town next Friday night, and it's going to be one of those games for them. They're going to have nothing to lose now.
Yeah, I mean, they might pull out the strings, you know, onside kicking and all kinds of reverses or fake punts or whatever. We got to be prepared for about anything. And we need to, number one, prove that we can play a lot better than what we played tonight. You know, the mental errors and the penalties and everything else, we've got to clean that up before we get into playoffs.
Well, once again, it is Coach Jim Turner joining us here post-game. Beavers win their sixth consecutive game here tonight by the count of 56-0. And, Coach, once again, thank you for the time here tonight. We'll do it again next week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.